Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is accomplished. That's right. The news breaking about an hour ago now. Had to sit through Brian Gutekunst's presser to see what he would have to say about it, which is not much because the finalization of the paperwork isn't done yet, which I understand Goody doesn't want to talk a ton before that happens, but it is happening, people. The Green Bay Packers and the New York Jets have agreed to terms on a trade for one Aaron Charles Rodgers. Reportedly, the Jets get Mr. Rodgers, pick number 15 in a pick swap in the first round, and a 2023 fifth round pick, which is number 170. The Packers get pick 13 in said swap, a 2023 second round pick, number 42 in your program, a sixth round pick, number 207, and a conditional 2024 second round pick that becomes a first if Rodgers plays 65% of the plays. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an outstanding deal for the Green Bay Packers. I do think both sides win in this scenario. I do think the Jets clearly get a phenomenal player with, by the way, probably a huge chip on his shoulder to prove to a lot of people that he's still got it. And the Packers get a number of assets that they can utilize in this draft, as well as a potential first-round pick next year, which you have to suspect there's a very good chance that Rodgers plays at least 65% of the plays in 2023. Outstanding work from Gutekunst. Absolutely fantastic delivery of a deal that, you know, as Brian himself said at the podium a little while ago, there were a couple of times that he was wondering if it would ever get done. And I think most of America probably shares that sentiment. But phenomenal work all around. Now we can get down to the business of drafting some new Green Bay Packers starting on Thursday night, which I hope you'll join us here at Cheesehead TV for our live draft stream. Going to be a lot of fun. All 3 days of the NFL draft, I'll be hosting on my own for most of it, as Corey has a prior engagement that he can't get out of. So hope you'll come keep me company for all 7 rounds of the NFL draft, including now a couple of extra picks. It's going to be a good time. I hope you'll join us. Hello to everybody in the comments section. A whole lot of people hanging out. How are y'all doing? Zach, I love it. So now Aaron Nagler is a Jets fan, New Yorker Nagler. Sir, I'm a Green Bay Packers fan. Have been since the moment I was born. Have been for the 23 years now that I've lived in New York City. My blood is green and gold, baby. Speaking of which, you know what? It's time to carry the G, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Oh, I was going to save this for the draft, but oh, today is a special day. Look at that. Look at that beautiful can. Oh, beautiful. Carry the G, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. Oh, hell yeah. Ed, thank you for the super chat. I did let Brian know that if they ended up paying Aaron Rodgers to stay home, that they could trade him for me and I would stay home for half the price. A sacrifice I was willing to make for the team. Go Pack, go. It's very nice, Ed. Hey, speaking of payments, Tom Pelissero dropping the nugget that Aaron Rodgers will be signing a new deal, a revised deal with the Green Bay Packers to help facilitate this trade, which includes some cap help for the Packers. How about Aaron Rodgers doing a little solid for Green Bay on the way out the door? Shout out 12. Gotta love it. Abdul, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, what are your initial thoughts? I know we've been waiting for it to happen for a few months, but I still feel like I just got dumped. Oh, Abdul, don't feel like you just got dumped. It's a new beginning. It's a beautiful new chapter in the 100-plus year history of the Green Bay Packers. Don't think about the disappointments. Don't think about the idea that, you know, you're going to have to watch this young up-and-coming quarterback, and at times he will struggle, there's no doubt. But if you have to think on Aaron Rodgers, think about all the phenomenal throws, all the incredible touchdown plays, the marvelous escapes out of the pocket and lasers outside on the run. There are so many great memories that Aaron Rodgers gave us. There's no reason to be down. It's outstanding. Today's a great day. Today is a great day. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. We took the Jets to the cleaners. I don't know if I'd say that. I do think, I will say, there are undoubtedly a number of disappointed Jets fans. I don't think there are going to be too many that are upset by this trade, but disappointed given all I saw on Twitter the last couple months, I know they thought they were going to get Rodgers for a lot less than what they ended up giving to the Packers. So certainly there will be some disappointed Jets fans out there. Em, what's up, man? Let's go. Let's start a new chapter in Green Bay history. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Em. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Moving forward, Go Pack Go. Hello from Shadow Lane. What's up, Dustin? Can't wait to say hi this summer, man. It's going to be a fun training camp. Jamie, thank you for the super chat. First-time supporter, long-time listener, a new era has arrived, and while being incredibly appreciative of 12 for the memories, I am ready. Jamie, that is an incredibly healthy attitude. What else we got, folks? Jesse, thank you for the super chat. Well done, Goody. Yeah, I think Goody kind of did a pretty damn good job here. I mean, I know there was a lot of tension, anxiety maybe, around certain quarters of the Packers fandom, thinking that they weren't going to be able to get much out of the Jets for the soon-to-be 40-year-old quarterback, but Goody kind of did it, man. He did the do. John, thanks for the super chat. In Goody we trust, JSN at 13 in play. Got to think so, right? Absolutely have to think so. Here's the thing. It depends on how they feel about the player. I think he's phenomenal. I would love him in a Green Bay Packers uniform, but we all know they haven't taken a wide receiver in the first round for a very, very, very long time. Is this the guy at 13? That feels a little rich, especially given their history and how they probably view the wide receiver position comparative to others and their importance. Something that Goody just talked about in his presser, that, you know, how you view certain, the value of certain positions comparative to others, etc. I think it's definitely a possibility, but I don't think it's a lock by any stretch of the imagination. Ed, thanks for the super chat. Glad he's gone. Honestly wish him well, except when the Jets play Green Bay. Well, Ed, they probably won't for a while now, unless they're in the Super Bowl together. Brad, thanks for the super chat. It's over, Frodo. Me, finally, Jordan Love season. I like it. Anytime we can rope in Lord of the Rings and the Packers, as Zach Tom Bombadil will contest. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. We drafted Jordan Love 3 years ago today. I believe it was 3 years ago yesterday, actually. But yes, 3 years ago. Pretty phenomenal. Seeker, thanks for the super chat. Now I can rest. All the movie quotes are great, guys. Spiked, thanks to the super chat. Forget winners and losers of the trade. If the 2024 is a first, the overall value, either popular model valuation, is basically 13 outright. Let's go, Goot. I mean, like I said, Gootykins did well. There is zero doubt. He did a damn fine job here. Tyler, thanks to the super chat. I cannot wait for another top 15 pick next year. Thank you, Jets. All right. I mean, it's possible, right? But you know, that first rounder only becomes a first rounder if Rodgers plays over 65% of the snaps. And if Rodgers plays over 65% of the plays in 2023, I think there's a decent chance that that first round pick is in the bottom of the round. But I mean, crazier shit has happened. So we'll see. But I feel you, Tyler. I feel you. Jason, thanks for the super chat. That was way better compensation than I thought we would get. Can't wait to hear Jets fans cry when Aaron throws a 50-yard bomb in triple coverage on third and one. Do you think Darnell Washington will be there in the second round? You know what? I hope so. I honestly have no feel for it at all. There are so many good tight ends in this class, and we all know the history of first-round tight ends seriously coming up short in the NFL. I'm fascinated to see when these guys go. I mean, is there like a mini run? On tight ends in the first? I think that's entirely possible, especially considering how many talented dudes there are. But given the traditional valuation of that position, does that depress their value? Does that mean teams will wait regardless of how good these guys are? Which I think is entirely possible. And if that is the case, that probably means Washington's there in the second. I don't know. That is one of the most intriguing parts of this draft for me. I really hope so, because I want the Packers to take him, but I don't want to take him at 13. So we'll see. We shall see. Quinn, thanks for the super chat. Despite the drama the last few years, I'm going to miss watching 12 play. I feel fortunate I was able to watch him play in Lambeau a couple years ago. Quinn, I think that's a great, healthy attitude, and I echo those sentiments. The idea that we got to watch Aaron Rodgers be the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers as many years as we did, I know outside voices, rival fans, etc., will point to only, quote-unquote, one Super Bowl. I don't give a shit. I got to watch him be a fucking master for a decade plus. So many afternoons, so many primetime games where I got to watch one of the best ever do it, play for my team. Amazing plays, big touchdowns, incredible, mind-bending performances, all for my favorite team. I love it. I absolutely love it. Joseph, thanks for the super chat. More picks and more options to move around if needed. Absolutely. The currency of the draft with those picks is sweet. And your ability to move up and down increases exponentially, especially with the premium picks they're getting. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Aaron Rodgers enabled the Packers to move on from Brett Favre without missing a beat. That was no small feat. Salut. It's crazy. I talked about this on the Amazon show a couple weeks ago. The idea that you try to put yourself back in that headspace of where things were when they were transitioning out of Brett and how toxic things really got that summer. And for Aaron to do what he did, just in that regard, let alone becoming who he became, a four-time MVP, etc., just the way he handled that transition and really just controlled what he could control, right? That should never be overlooked and never be taken for granted, because that could have been even more dramatic and even more of a cluster if he had not handled it the way he did. So yes, 1000% agree, Joe. Don Vito, thank you for the super chat. What a haul by Goody. How do you deal with fans? We're the worst. Why listen to Goody or Scouts when we have Harold in accounting or Cindy the bartender? Thanks for your hard work. Love season begins. Hey, man, look, Harold in accounting and Cindy the bartender are just passionate about their team. I have no problem. I do. The only thing that ever bothers me, and this happened on Facebook today, where someone literally commented after I posted that the deal was done, literally commented, I hope they lose every game and Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst get fired. How do you call yourself a fan and then root for your team to fail? That's the only instance where I'm like, I don't quite get it. I just, that kind of mystifies me. But the rest, it's like, yeah, people have opinions and they're passionate. And for the most part, outside of that instance, I get it. It's, everyone's allowed, man. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. Commission the Goot statue. Goots, glutes. I think he's got a bit to go before statue time, but we got to get a Ted Thompson statue up in there first. Scott, thanks for the super chat. Since we move up to 13, doubt we move back. Doubt tight end there. Got to go wide receiver or edge. Why do I see? I don't feel wide receiver. I feel edge. I feel edge at 13. I don't feel wide receiver though. Abdul, thanks. Aaron, did we get everything you'd want? Surely he'll play more than 65%, so I feel certain we'll get a first next year. Wouldn't you say it'll be a high first next year since they're in a tough division? Man, I don't even think about that. Like, yes, I do not doubt for a moment that dog eat dog, going to be tough. But at the same time, we always sit here in April or May when schedule gets released and talk about who's going to be tough and what, you know, the records are going to be. And then you get to October and none of these teams, many of the teams don't look anything like we expected them to. Look at the Green Bay Packers in 2022. How many of those games when the schedule came out did you go, oh, the Jets, that's a win. Oh, the Commanders, that's a win. Oh, the Giants in London, oh, definite win. All of them were losses. You never know from year to year, man. Never know. Robert, thanks for the super chat. Let's go, bro. Couldn't be happier about this. Thanks for being available for this moment. Oh, man, I wouldn't miss this moment for anything. Come on, man. This is a huge moment in Packers fandom, but also in Packers history. This is... can't be kind of understated, right? Like, this is a very important moment, and I'm very, very excited for what comes next. And look, I've been talking about Aaron Rodgers is a huge part of Green Bay Packers history. Everything he contributed, everything he did for the franchise, both on and off the field, is important. And I don't want to dismiss that. I don't want to belittle that. And it's a huge kind of transitional moment that needs to be recognized, right? There's zero doubt about that. Matt, thanks for the super chat. This feels weird. We've known this was going to happen for practically months, but it still feels weird. But I'm happy with the outcome and incredibly grateful for everything Aaron contributed to Green Bay. Yeah, Matt, obviously I completely echo the second thought there. And I understand it feeling a little odd, right? Man, I remember, I think because, I don't know how old you are, Matt, but having gone through the Brett thing, this feels like, no, I'm not going to say child's play, but this was pretty easy comparatively. Like the Brett thing got so contentious and so toxic, probably because it happened during camp, right? We had the whole summer to go through it, blah, blah, blah. And I think, you know, Brian was asked about that in his presser just now regarding how much pressure or, you know, that was there to get this done before the draft so it didn't drag out through the summer, so they didn't have a repeat of what happened with Brett and Aaron that summer of 08. You know, and he kind of, not dismissed it, he, you know, he clearly understood that, yes, he wanted to get it done before the draft. But man, you know, having gone through that, like this was, I don't know, this was much easier. But I say all that to get back to your point about it feeling weird. I do remember when the Brett trade happened, and that had been in the news for a long time. We knew it was down to between the Jets and the Buccaneers, and finally the news came. It was like late at night. It was like 11 o'clock at night that I remember Jay Glazer broke the story. That when it happened, I did feel, and I think there's a tweet out there, or maybe there's a comment on Cheesehead TV where I literally said, I feel like I've got the wind knocked out of me or something like that, right? It feels so weird, especially because Brett was so formative in my fandom as a younger fan and everything he did. And it was a very emotional connection, right? So I totally understand what you're saying in regards to Rodgers and this being official now and how weird that is. I totally understand that. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. I can't wait to watch the Jets lose in the AFC Championship. To quote SAS, let's be nice. Let's be nice. I mean, you don't have to go there. I mean, you're not wrong, but you didn't have to say it. I feel you, man. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Happy sad day. Like the haul we got and cap help. Always remember 12 played best game in Super Bowl 45 and beat the freaking Steelers, which living in PA is nice. I'll bet it is. I feel you, man. The memories stay with us forever, dude. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Congratulations, Jets. Enjoy your 2 years of 9-8 seasons. Go Pack, go. Good is a stud. I mean, I think, you know, 2 years of 9-8 isn't completely out of the realm of possibility for the Jets with Rodgers. I suspect they're going to be pretty damn good, though. I really do. I mean, you often hear quarterback away, right? When you look at the Jets roster, the way they're constructed, this is the window. This is 2 years of let's go get it. And kudos to them for wanting to go and get it. Gary, thanks for the super chat. Jets become instant contenders. Hard to put a price on that. Great trade for both sides. That's kind of what I'm talking about. And yeah, I agree. I mean, Packers fans are elated because we got a little bit more than what we were probably thinking we were going to get, given everything that's been out there in the press. But man, the Jets got Aaron fucking Rodgers with a bit of a chip on his shoulder. And I do think, again, I think he's going to make them pretty damn good. Don Vito, thanks for Super Chat. Also, Defendant Favre is still a knob. I understand your sentiment there. Mimsy, thanks for Super Chat. Moving up to 13 to trade back to 16 picks, 4D chess. That'll be great. We'll all be on this live stream on Thursday night, and they'll get to 13. We'll be revved up, and then he'll trade back. I can't wait, Mimsy. I am down to clown. Let's do it. Mike, thanks for Super Chat. Ryder in the 12 dog deal with girls for a cat now. You know what's funny is that Olive now definitely wants a cat instead of a dog. So possibly. Our attorneys are in conversation. Pack Daddy, thanks for Super Chat. Skronsky and play at 13, Packer blood in that kid. I would adore that. I know there are people out there who, for whatever reason, don't like him for the Packers. I fucking love him for the Packers. And the fact that his granddad played for the team only makes it better, in my eyes. But yeah, no, I love him as a prospect, and I love the idea of him in Green Bay. I'm down with that, 100%. Bucky, thanks for Super Chat. 12 is gone. Great. Now build a big wall around 10. See, this is what I'm talking about. Build up those lines. Let's go. Spencer, thanks for Super Chat. How do you interpret play Jordan as much as we wanted to? While admirable, the blessing and the curse of Warriors at QB injury is odd. play Jordan as much as we wanted to. I imagine you're talking about Brian's presser here. I didn't take it that way. I understand, the frustrations of watching Aaron and his accuracy being off, etc. But, I also understand the flip side of you just paid him $50 million. And he is your starter. And you brought him back to be your starter. And then to get 4 weeks into the season and have him shut it down would feel pretty damn empty. And look, he was the leader of the Packers. He was your face of the franchise, and he wanted to go out there and play. I get it. I understand it. I mean, kind of in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation there. Because if he does play, and as we saw, is a little off and is not as good as his usual self, especially coming off two MVP seasons. It's like, he's falling off. Like, here comes Father Time, whatever. But then if he doesn't play and you see that, he's probably got barely much of a splint on or whatever. It's like, well, Favre played through a broken thumb. They went to the playoffs. They came within a idiotic interception from Favre by getting to the NFC Championship game that year. So, it's frustrating when you don't get the results you want, but I don't know, man. I can't kill him for it. Chuck, thanks for the super chat. Sorry I'm late to the party if this was already asked. What does it cost in draft capital to move from the 15th pick to the 13th pick typically? Chuck, I wish I knew off the top of my head, but I do not. And it would really kind of depend on which draft value chart you're using. I would think probably a third, but someone can correct me there. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Do you expect to see Love play more snaps in preseason compared to Rodgers in his first few years? Din Love a la Din Grogu. yes, and Matt addressed a little bit of that at the owners' meetings. We'll certainly see much more Jordan Love. I don't think there's any doubt there. William, thanks for the super chat. I've been super critical of Rodgers the last few years, but that's over now. I only wish him the best moving forward. Thank you for the memories, 12. Amen, brother. Amen. I think it's a healthy attitude. Professor Flex, thanks for the super chat. Respect forever to 12. Time to give them the love. Word. Tayshon B, thanks for checking out the stream, man. Just out of curiosity, hoping this doesn't happen, does Matt LaFleur get fired if the Packers miss the playoffs? No, not this year. Now, you get to next year, you get to 2024, and they miss the playoffs again for a third year in a row. Then that conversation starts to happen. Then his seat gets hot. But this year, no. Not this year. Brandon asking, what's the financial hit for the Packers? We don't know yet. He's signing a revised deal with the Packers to facilitate the trade. So once that's finalized, we'll obviously get a look at that contract, and then we'll see. But until that happens, there's really no way to know. Menace, thanks for the super chat. Last time I ever saw 12 play in person will be the Cowboy game at Lambeau with my dad. I'll take it. And the 24 first rounder certainly helps. What an awesome game to be at, dude. That's phenomenal. I mean, just the big play that, put him down there in position to score and win the game where he's jumping up and down like he's a 22-year-old. That was worth it alone, man. John, thanks for the super chat. Put the J-Lo jersey on for the first time today. Go Pack, go. There you go, John Simbatovich. Let's go. Jordan Love in the house. George, thanks for the super chat. Build the wall for Love, LOL. I would like to trade back to acquire more day two picks. More day two picks? I got three or four already. Let's go, George. Come on now. At some point, you got to pick a player. Craig, thanks for the super chat. I count myself lucky. I got to see Aaron Rodgers play and beat Tom Brady in 2014 at Lambeau. Oh, that was a great game, Craig. Devontae's rookie year. Great memory. Plus, I got to meet the scientists from The Walking Dead in the atrium on the Saturday before the game. What a weekend, Craig. Amazing. Abdul, thanks again, man. Any idea how much cap space we got with the new deal? Is it enough to sign any free agents? We do not know, Abdul, as I was just discussing. Cody, thanks for the super chat. What is the cap situation going to be? We don't know yet. Y'all worried about the cap. It ain't your money. Braden, thanks for the super chat. Nags is a happy man drinking his carry the G, I see. Sir, that is a correct evaluation. I'm happy to see the offensive playbook open up a bit and be more dynamic, fresh legs. You know, I'm really happy you said that, Braden. If you go and watch any of the snaps Jordan Love has taken in the regular season, it's fascinating to see what young live legs does for the quarterback position in an offense. Like, it's a weird thing, but I swear to God, it's noticeable. If you like put on a cut up of like, just look, and I'm not talking like escaping the pocket or designed like runs for the quarterback, but like just rollouts or the live feet and getting out of the pocket when it starts to collapse on one side and you see him escape out, like, man, it makes a difference. Like some of those defensive ends that are starting to, you know, run down or have been starting to run down Aaron Rodgers, they ain't running down Jordan Love. I'm with you, man. Exciting times. Ayahuasca, what's up? Excited for the future. If your GM would you really draft any pass catcher at 13? Seems like they're a lot easier to find later than some of our, quote, premier positions. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I think that's the Packers' way. Yes. I think that's how, I think everyone jonesing for a wide receiver is going to be disappointed. I think they will be taking pass catchers on day two. I'd probably take JSN just because I love position guys, right? And I love Madden, and I want highly made Madden guys out there, and I can make the offense go online and blah, blah, blah. But thankfully, for Packers fans worldwide, I'm not the GM. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Moving up to 13, time to draft Jake Moody in honor of Cordy. Someone loses their shit. I mean, I really hope Corey can join us on day three when the Packers inevitably draft a kicker in like round five. It's going to be awesome. Mac Mayhem, thanks for the super chat. Give me JSN to double up with Watson. See? It's the Madden in you talking, Betty, and I'm with you. Let's go. John, thanks for the super chat. 6 touchdown in a half versus the Bears. Cheers, 12. I'll never forget. That was an awesome Thursday night. And I remember, I'll never forget the story he told about how like McCarthy wanted to sit him at half because they were clearly in control. And he let him go out there to try and get the record of 7 in a game. And they got down to the red zone and they couldn't punch it in. And then he got pulled. But that was a great night. Enki, thanks for the super chat. Jets worst team, Rodgers healthy equals Pack first overall. We'll see. Gary, thanks again, man. Upset that Corey wouldn't be with you on the first night of the draft. I demand a compensatory second-day rant with a possible upgrade to volcanic eruption. I'm telling you, man, if we get that kicker, anything's possible. Josh, thanks for the super chat. I'm happy the conditional pick is playing time, not their team success. 1,000% agree. And I, again, this is one of the things I'm applauding Goody for. You know, obviously, I do not doubt for a moment that the Jets probably led with team success, and Goody countered would be my guess with playing time. So yes, I'm very, very, very happy in that regard. James, thanks for the super chat. I think we got a great deal with the Rodgers trade. The latest Rodgers will probably play, will maybe be 2025. That's when I think he will retire. Plus the Jets now have a 2, maybe 3 year window. Yeah. If you look at the roster makeup for the Jets, it's definitely, I mean, who knows what happens between now and the end of 2024, but there's certainly like a solid 2 year window for them, just the way they're constructed, the contracts, etc. They are certainly in win now mode for the next 2 years. Rob, thanks for the super chat. The Green Bay Packers need to be blasting Love Train by the OJs at the home opener, and we fans need to show J-Lo how much we support him. Rob, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the first time Jordan Love runs out of the tunnel. It's going to be electric. Dom Vito, thanks for the super chat. Do you get a sense QB10 is feeling extra pressure? No, I do not. Sean, thanks for the super chat. What do you expect from the O? Run first? I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt it's run first, but I think possibly you'll see a few more running plays, but no, I think they'll still throw it around the yard a little bit. I think that is way more Matt than people know. Soder, thanks for the super chat. Aaron Jones is now, without a doubt, the best offensive player. Can we finally start getting him the ball more? I understand. I've said this before. I understand saving him for the long haul, right? Like making sure he doesn't take too many hits or blah, blah, blah. But can we just get him more than 3 carries in the first half? That's all I want. Like getting to halftime and Aaron Jones has only touched the ball 3 times that will never sit right with me. John, thanks again. Draft JSN just to break the media's brain. And it would. Kelvin, thanks for the super chat. Came from Ireland to see 12 and 17's last dance against the Bears in 21. I feel so lucky to have seen it. Time to start planning my trip to see 10. That's a decent trip right there, man. Kudos. Phenomenal. Craig, thanks again. Is Packer Man getting season off? No. He'll be joining me. Where is he? Oh, he's in the studio. He'll be joining me Thursday night. No doubt about it. Ruben, thanks for the super chat. JSN in the first and Thule and Washington in the second. I'm down with Washington in the second. I don't think JSN in the first is going to happen, though. Del A. Roz, thanks for the super chat. Nolan Smith at 13, another Bulldog. Now, see, that I absolutely could see happening. That's a very Packers move. That would not surprise me at all. Corey Krenz, thanks for the super chat. Moved up just to draft another defensive player. Honestly, I hope they get an O-line or a tight end. Also give Aaron Jones the damn ball now. I'm fine if it's a defensive player. I want good players on my football team. I am fine, man. Legless, thanks for the super chat. The wait is over. Thoughts? Legless. So many thoughts. All right, everybody. I got to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. James has a last minute super chat. I think the O is going to be run first, play action, RPO maybe, and possible read option. Man, RPOs are fine, but just not in the fucking red zone, man. Just hand the ball to AJ. Hand the ball to Aaron Jones. Let's just get in the end zone. No more RPOs in the red zone. Please, I'm begging you. Matt, I know you're a regular viewer here of Packers Daily. Not in the red zone. It's fine. Between the 20s, totally fine. RPO away to your heart's content. Just not in the red zone. Let's just get in the fucking end zone. All right? All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Please, please, please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Oh, stick us. Don't want to miss your super chat. Glad I got to see Aaron Rodgers, Lambeau versus Rams. Thankful for the memories and excited for the future. Cheers from the Netherlands. Can we import Carry the G? Not yet, my friend. I'm so sorry. But I'll have one in your honor. How's that? Dude, that's awesome that you got to see the Rams game. Lord knows. There are so many people who ask me about Carry the G. It's only going to be available in Wisconsin for at least one more football season. But after that, 2024, hopefully, if things keep progressing and it keeps selling as it's been selling and things are heading in the right direction, more people will be able to get Carry the G. But that's a long way away. Right now, if you're in Wisconsin, look out for it at football season. That's all I can tell you. In the meantime, do please hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.